Devil's Refuge, written by Martin Chambers and read by Connor Gallagher. The first person I met at Parmenter Station was Spanner. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have survived those first weeks. I remember how desolate the place looked as I drove along a few kilometres of hard dirt track to the station settlement. I saw two vans similar to mine parked outside a low prefabricated building, and I was glad of that. Those other vans might mean there were others like me here, school leavers or backpackers up for the season to earn a few dollars. A sign on the door said canteen, and hand-painted above the door, someone had written Hotel California. I parked next to the other vans and, like a sigh of relief, the engine rattled to a halt. 4,000 kilometres faultlessly and now, as if home, it shuddered. Music was coming from inside the canteen. Muffled, it sounded out of place. As if the canteen were a spaceship that had landed in some alien world, and inside, the adventurers huddled in fear, playing loud music to keep their spirits up. It was mid-afternoon and the heat had gone from the day. The thought of a look around the deserted grounds was less intimidating than the idea of entering a crowded canteen full of strangers. The canteen formed one side of a courtyard, guarded in the centre by a solitary tree with a wire fence around it. Opposite was an older, more conventional building with wide, dark verandas and a high-pitched tin roof. To the left was a row of seven prefabricated units. Each had five doors. That was a lot of rooms. If they were for accommodation, perhaps this place was busier than it looked. On the fourth side was a water tower, a skeletal pipe metal structure with an enormous fiberglass tank on top. And next to it, and even higher, was the largest windmill I had ever seen. On the other side of the water tank was a vegetable garden, and beyond that was a large open-sided shed full of agricultural machinery. Some trees behind the shed looked enticingly shady, but the overall impression was of desolation. I felt suddenly temporary, as if not only was this homestead a fleeting thing on a timeless landscape, but so too were I a momentary stranger in a world where I did not belong. How could anybody live here? I could see a man working in the shed, so I decided to go that way to allow my head to clear the echo of road noise. The man stood from where he was hunched over the bench, arching his back to straighten it, and walked to meet me.
"Saw you come in? How's the girl going?"
I didn't understand. He pointed.
"Betsy, the van."
"Oh, fine. They gave it to me to drive up here."
"Obviously."
"Yeah, it made a funny rattle just then when I turned it off." "I'm Nick. Nick Smart."
"Wayne. Everyone calls me Spanner. Anything around here broken? I fix it."
He looked me up and down.
"Mechanical, that is. I don't do hearts or paperwork or computers."
"Oh."
"My advice, if you want those, you head right on back out of here."